Hey guys, MGTOW Unique here. So, today I'm going to talk about the end game of the Me Too movement. I think it's very obvious that it's not going to stop, and this is more of a bandwagon. It's more of a hot topic when it comes to women's rights and feminism. And it's going to obviously play into the 2020 election involving Donald Trump. Donald Trump may end up winning the 2020 election. It would make a lot of sense going into World War III, but I won't talk about that right now. Anyway, so the Me Too movement is going to do a couple of things. And once again, women are going to suffer. The reason why is because it's going to be the good women of the world that are going to suffer, because men are going to be so demonized and scared to approach women. It's gonna backfire everything, and they don't realize it. Now, some of the stuff you guys have to realize is the Me Too movement is actually controlled by the elite, the Illuminati, and they are giving these women green lights to actually say this stuff. That's really it. But the thing you have to realize is there's two sides to every story. There's two stories to every case. The women have done just as much, if not more horrible things to children and to themselves and to others in order to keep their money. This is all about money, okay? This is all about money and character assassination. That's all it is. So Harvey Weinstein is indicted. Bill Cosby is indicted. He may get house arrest because he's so old. There's nothing really to do with him. He can't see anymore. And I think that he will probably end up just dying soon, in probably 3 or 4 years. Bill Cosby may just end up dying of loneliness. There's nothing left for him to do but die at this point. Now, Matt Lauer, there's nothing for him to do but just hide. He may have to leave the country in order to make a name for himself again over in Europe, maybe over in the UK, but that's really it. He has plenty of money. Yes, he did sell his soul, but, you know, he's being dug through the turds. Not mud, but turds. Now, as for Morgan Freeman, well, it's just, they have to keep the train moving, guys. They really have to. With every time there is one that falls, another one has to rise up to the occasion, so to speak, and actually go through all this bullcrap. The reason why is because the elite want men and women to not live with each other anymore. The elite actually want to destroy the male identity even more and make them more feminine. If you notice, feminine men and this term soy boy is now coming up, and the demonized men that are going to be left are going to be heterosexual, and we're all going to be placed under the incel movement. We're going to be stereotyped as incels, and introverts are going to be medicated. It's going to be really bad, and I'm just here to talk about some of the stuff the Me Too movement is actually going to cause, and it's going to backfire on women. First thing is, it is going to cause a lot of boys to hate women. The Me Too movement is actually showing female nature. What I mean by this is that it's showing that women can literally hold something or regret a decision, come back 10 years later, and then say something, and somehow it's supposed to hold up in court. Yeah, it's to the point where a woman can have consensual sex with you. She regrets it the next day because you're 3 inches, or she didn't climax or anything like that. And then she can simply said, well, I didn't climax. He wasn't that great. He was a minute man. Yeah, I didn't like it, so I regret it, despite the fact that it wasn't forceful. So I'm just going to claim rape, and it actually can stick. What this is going to do is, this is actually going to show young boys that women has the system in their hands, literally. And it's going to red pill a lot of young boys. Generation Z is probably going to be the most MGTOW driven generation we've ever seen, because the MGTOW movement really didn't start that much until like 20 years ago. And even before then, MGTOWs were considered bachelors or gay. That's it. Or weirdos. Okay, fine. But now, there's this rise of men who are in their 30s and after they've been divorced and virgins and stuff, just all types of guys that are simply saying, you know, the system isn't really for us, I'm gonna go my own way. But the thing is, the MGTOWs of right now, we've had to be burned. Like, we went in there blind. Like, with me, when it came to Rosiah, I'm completely naive when it comes to girls. Back then, I was so naive, I didn't understand what girls were like and their manipulative ways, but it's actually in the Bible. The Bible has some red pills in there, and it's scripture to back it up. It's crazy, and we had to actually go through some stuff in order to awaken, and then we go through red pill rage when no one told us how things were. The difference with Generation Z and the next generation is they're going to go through red pill rage going into puberty. Okay, this is actually a bad mixture, because they're having these really angry, hateful feelings towards the opposite sex. They end up liking the opposite sex, but they can't interact with the opposite sex because of the Me Too movement. Because the girls has all the courts in their system. This is very serious. Now, what's going to happen with the next generation is, you know, they, probably half of them are going to go MGTOW and just unleash their frustrations out on porn or prostitutes. Prostitution in the teenage age group will probably be very high. I don't condone that. But the reason why is because the hookup culture has actually solidified and made it okay for there to be no communications when it comes to each other, but on the first 20 minutes of knowing each other, it was okay to have to unlock the most intimate part of two people. This is not good. Reason why it's not good is because it actually destroys the respect that men used to have for women. And it destroys the respect that women used to have for themselves. And then women can't parabond, and they're teenagers. So by the time they're 20, 25, they may have slept with 40, 50 people, and then they realize why they're not happy in their marriage. See, it's a never-ending cycle. Now, the boys are just going to hate women. And they may even become misogynist. And they may just simply have respect for their mother, maybe, or they just may hate their female classmates. That actually just will end up happening. I actually read a post on Reddit saying how the Me Too movement was having a bad impact on the school system because the boys are segregated from the girls because they're like, well, if girls are like this, then I want nothing to do with you. And this is all while puberty is just starting to happen. I don't know what's going to happen to this next generation. I don't know if there's going to be a rise of incels from the Generation Z, or we're going to have red pill prepubescent children on both sides. I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's going to be very interesting to see in the next 10 years to see what ends up happening with how the Me Too movement has the lasting 10, 20 years. So boys will end up becoming red pill. Now, what's going to happen on the girl side? Well, girls are going to have to reorganize the way they do everything. You see, for years, women were able to be manipulative and play their stupid games and stuff like that and make men play dumb because men are not taught anything. With social media and the internet and the red pill and documentaries and YouTube and video sharing and content creation and podcasting, women's secrets are now out with O'Shea Duke Jackson, Sandman, Angry MGTOW, just all sorts of stuff. And guys on YouTube are now agreeing with MGTOW, and they have big followings. That's going to cause traction among MGTOW anyway. women are seeing this now and you're pissed off about it. And that's in my age group. Now, what's going to happen to the girls going into puberty? Well, what it means is they can't do anything. One of the things about being a woman, from what I have personally seen, is that women are mentally sharper than men. By far. Once you get rid of that sharpening edge, it really cripples a woman's psychological development when it comes to end of puberty. Reason why is because women crave attention. I don't know why and I don't care, but women crave attention. What's going to happen when the boys of, the teenagers of now are red pill. Let's say they're 100 people, all right? 50 are boys, 50 are girls, all right? What's going to happen when the boys are going through puberty, they become red pill, and they're like, you girls are horrible. I want nothing to do with you. And then they go jack off to porn and do their own thing and start building wealth. What's going to happen to the girls? See, girls are not generally taught to build their own economy. They're not taught to be sufficient. That's what feminism was for, but it's left their older sisters in hell. They got all the money in the world, but they're single. The little girls now are seeing this in real time as they get older. And then they're seeing their older sisters suffer. And then they're like, well, I still got my body. I still got my looks as they enter into puberty. But the boys aren't paying attention to them either. Because boys and men have been demonized for far too long and we're giving up. So what's happening is the girls of now who are not made into women, especially the cute ones, the cute 13, 14 year olds, they are going to be depressed. They're going to feel ugly. They're going to feel worthless. They're going to start popping Prozac earlier. They might end up becoming lesbians to satisfy their emotional needs. Lesbianism may really go up in the female side because of red pills. It cuts everything in half. What it does is it basically causes a shift in power. What the Me Too movement is doing, it is causing men or boys to basically wake up and force them to mature faster than women. Since women have had the upper hand when it comes to mentality for a very long time, their secrets, all their tactics are now being exposed, and they can't stop it. Once it's on the internet, it's up there forever. So the girls of now, they don't have any ammunition. Now, what do I mean by this? What I mean by this is their looks and their bodies is going to drop in value even when it's at its prime. Even when it's perfect. A virgin will not be worth anything. No one's going to care. There has been cases of women selling their virginity for $5 million and then they get to like be a multimillionaire and pay their debts off and stuff like that. That's probably not going to happen anymore in the next 10 years. Yeah. Women will not be able to extract resources from men at this point. That's what the Me Too movement is doing. Here's another thing the Me Too movement is doing. This is on the female side. Good women will not be able to find anyone. So, you know, I go to church and, you know, there's some girls there that are pretty. There's one that's really a cute girl, really cute, very attractive, just a complete doll baby. She's different looking, but she's cute. I think she's white and Chinese or something like that. But anyway, her eyes are slanted like mine. But anyway, really cute, but she's single and she's about 26, 27, abnormally pretty, but can't find anyone. She's single as crap. And she's working two jobs. She's stacking money. That's great. But she's single. She ain't got that much time left. As good as she looks face-wise, as pretty and attractive as she is, and she is very attractive. I'll give her that. She's quite attractive. But she's still single. If she can't find anyone in the next 4 years, it's gonna start falling apart. And women like her, who are good women, they're gonna be in the crossfire of the Me Too movement. Okay. Men around their age group and men around them will not encounter them because they're a liability. I really hate saying stuff like that because not all women are like that. I actually try to give some people benefit of the doubt. I don't stereotype everyone into one group. I can't, because it's like saying all black people are rappers and athletes. And I'm black, and I'm not, and I'm neither. See, so I actually give people grace. Then there are some MGTOWs who don't, but I'm different, and I don't care what they say. Anyway, so the attractive girls of tomorrow, they're going to be alone, and they're going to be single, and they're not, and they're going to be good girls who are not going to be able to find anyone. They're going to be extremely attractive, nice body. They're going to do everything in their power and use their femininity to indulge in their biological need for compliments and affirmation, to be held, security. That's not going to happen if the Me Too movement keeps on going. It's not going to happen. So I'm already seeing girls in my age group desperate. They're desperate right now, and they have nowhere to go because feminism failed them. And feminism don't care about them. They go from, let's see, teenagers, 18 to 30, and then they revert back to teenagers, 18 to 30, then they go back. That's kind of their lifespan. So about 10, 12 years of feminist ideology until they become fat and ugly and body acceptance. And then after that, the girls wonder why they can't find anyone as they go up the corporate ladder. Anyway. So women, good women, will not be able to find anyone because they will be demonized with everyone else in the Me Too movement because they're women and sexist, but it's going to happen. Okay, another thing that's going to happen. High schools are going to be segregated. So as time goes on in this Me Too movement, the guys are not going to be with the girls and the girls are not going to be with the guys, and the schools are going to have a hard time trying to get them to relate to one another. They may actually have classes to try to do courtship. What I mean by courtship is I'm talking about, you know, kind of like home ec and that 1950s bullcrap, PSA videos on, you know, opening doors for women and women how to cook and clean. It may go back to that. They're already doing that in Russia. But it may come here, and it may be a booming industry because it's been untapped. And the old is going to become new because women of my age are going back to traditionalism, and they're willing to bow down and go back to the kitchen. Now, that sounds kind of off, and I don't really agree with stuff like that, just simply because I don't believe a woman's place is just to be pregnant and barefooted. That's horrible. I think women can work, and I fully agree with that, and having a career. My mom has a career. She's an entrepreneur, but there's a price, you know? So anyway, so high schools will probably end up having home ec and 1950s style classes on courtship and how to interact with each other, opposite sex and stuff like that. It'll probably be in sex ed, and it's probably going to be, you know, something crazy, because there's going to be segregation and everyone's going to be mad at each other. Now, the guys actually have a legit reason to be mad. The girls are just going to be mad based off of their emotions because they are going to say, this isn't fair. I didn't do anything, but you're a part of the race that's causing you're a part of the gender that's causing the problems. Honey, I'm sorry. So that's one thing. Another thing, it's going to cause segregation in the workplace. And women don't want this part, all right? Women don't want nothing but women working. They don't want that. Women hate women. Nothing will get done. I worked at a specific place. I worked at a specific place, and I was doing a lot of the grunt work, you know, picking up turds from the urinal, cleaning up vomit and period blood and stuff like that, and, you know, turds mixing with period blood, stuff like that, right? And what ended up happening was it was time for the girls to do some of the work. And they always said, oh, I can't, I'm cramping. It's my time of the month. They always tried to talk a way out of it. And the manager would make me do it. Now, I would get mad because it would be a month straight. And the girls didn't want to do anything, so I would have to do all the work. So I did everyone's job. I was doing 5 or 6 people's job in like a fifth of the time because I had to. And then I had to do my work. Then I would get a 15-minute break. And that wasn't enough time. Anyway. So, when women generally work with each other and it's all women, they start turning on each other. I have noticed this throughout my life. I've noticed this. Females don't like other females for a reason. I think it's part of the curse. I think it's part of the fall. And, you know, I feel sorry for women in a way because it is because, you know, women tend to hate other women. And then they end up wanting to use their femininity to attract a man. And then they want to bounce off of that man in order to actually live the life without doing anything. This is what I've seen. Now, when it comes to her female friends, they're cool with each other. They're cool with each other until it's time to find someone. Then that's when they start being having little competitions and stuff like that and doing catty stuff. Girls are catty. I think it's because it's part of the curse. I think it's part of the fall. But whatever. When women actually will see that there are some women that don't want to do the work, and then the good ones have to do all the work. The good women have to pick up a lot of the slack. It's going to collapse. Okay? That's what's going to happen on the women's side. Now, meanwhile, the guys' side, it's going to actually be a lot better. Guys typically understand how to do stuff until there's a girl involved. Girls are a distraction to some extent. Some extent. I work in an all-male facility. We don't have any issues. We don't. Sometimes I'll like be in a meeting and most of the problems come from the female side. From what I've seen in the past 2 years I've been there. Some of the policies or some of the talks that the meeting would be about, it would be generally towards the women side, but they can't say that. So it's towards everyone. But I would go back to the male facility and we would be talking in the office and we would be like, you know, that's really towards the women because they don't wear their work shirts. They don't wear anything. They don't wear what they're supposed to be wearing. And over there, they have a lot of problems. Especially last year. They had a lot of problems last year. And that is what was that was the problem. So it just seems like when it comes to when it comes to men, there really is a sense of stability when there's no women around. When it comes to the men, there seems to be order. There seems to be a better work ethic when a concentration. You get 10 guys to do something, they'll do it. But for some reason, when a girl walks in and starts hanging around saying hi, there seems to be issues. And I've noticed this at one of the jobs I had. This is another job. I had an all-male staff, and I would make sure that the people did their jobs, okay? I was kind of a manager. And one of the female staff walked in and started saying, "Hey guys, how's it going?" Then that's when I started noticing there were problems. They were talking, they weren't doing their work, they were laughing, they sat down. And you know, the girl was cute. She's a cute girl, but that don't matter. Like, you're disrupting things. So I never forgot that. So when it comes to the Me Too movement and there being separation, the guys are going to actually get more work done. The guys are going to actually have a lot of things completed. And it's going to be very well. It's going to be good. Now, women don't realize this yet because they've worked with men for a while. When they stop working with men, they're going to scream for the past. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So that's kind of what's going to happen. Now, the last point I want to say is, I don't know if this is more of two problems or one, or more of a result of one problem and then it morphs into another, but I'm just going to say it anyway. This is going to be the rise of the feminine male. It's already happening, but it's happened in my generation. I'm talking about the next generation. Expect there to be a lack of male guidance when it comes to heterosexual men. Reason why is because the Me Too movement is going to demonize heterosexual men. It's already happening, especially when it comes to black men. All right, and men have this need to protect women and to respect women, but that's all going to go out the window when the men are more like women and the women are more like women. There's going to be no one left to procreate with. And then the heterosexual men or boys that are grown up in the men, they're going to be demonized so bad that they're just going to go red pill and go their own way. They are. They're going to go red pill and go their own way. And then you have guys like me who are already going red pill and making money. We're going to be the next millionaires. And we're not going to really cater to women. Now, a lot of MGTOWs just want to use women for sex and that's it. I really don't believe that. I don't condone that. I'm a Christian, so I actually want to respect women. But I'm not going to respect someone that doesn't respect me or herself. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to leave you alone. So the rise of the feminized male will be very common. And it will actually shatter the last line of defense for women. And it will actually cause boys to make an alternative form of heterosexuality, because the nuclear family is dead and it's going to break the male identity. It's already broken, but the next generation is going to see it and it's going to cause this turmoil. See, it's going to be, I've never seen this before. It's going to actually cause Generation Z to, the women are going to hate feminism, but they are not going to be able to go back to a traditionalism. The Generation Z boys are going to go through puberty, loving women and hating women at the same time. And then they might go through sexual transmutation and end up like making all this money and just being playboys and just being misogynists. But they may be good misogynists and actually not get in trouble, but they may actually just use women as a cum dumpster, you know? And then the women are going to grow up thinking, well, what's my worth? If guys don't want me, I guess I'll just try girls. And then they go lesbian because they need that emotional need. They need that emotional nurturing. All in all, it destroys everything. The Me Too movement is not good. There are spiritual consequences to this, and no one really knows it. I discussed my concerns about the Me Too movement. I think this is going to be the future, and when Sexbots comes out, it's really going to be over. Like, when they start like being like a Ex Machina, and that scene where the Asian robot starts dancing and stuff, women are probably going to kill themselves due to loneliness and being alone. And I really have nothing to say. I have nothing to say except for you wanted equality, you wanted to be the man, and now you are a man. So, when we enter World War III and there's a draft and they get drafted, a lot of them are going to die. And there's nothing really to be said. And I'm not wanted. I'm black, I'm male. That's strike one and strike two. So that's strike one and strike two. So I have to be MGTOW to save my life and to have my freedom. I can't mess up. So going my own way actually protects me. So, oh well. That's on them. MGTOW Unique out. Bye, guys.